The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 9th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: because of his possessing spiritual assets, the doubts of duality were completely cut off. Thus he was freed from the three modes of material nature and placed in transcendence. There was no longer any chance of his becoming entangled in birth and death, for he was freed from material form.
Vishoka, without any bereavement, Brahma Sampatya, by achieving spiritual assets. This is the sign how one is advanced in spiritual life, that will be tested by this word, Vishoka, without any bereavement. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita, the same thing. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Nakankati. Prasanna Atma means there is no more lamentation and no more hankering. That is Prasanna. We are subjected to two things. If our possession is lost, then we lament. And if we don't possess, then we hanker. So here, Vishoka Brahma Sampatya, when one is fully identified with Brahma, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. So when we fully surrender and we become free from other desires, if only surrender to Krishna, that is our only business, no more any other desires, that is Brahma Sampatya. Sanatha Jivita, just like the child is sitting on the lap of her father, so the child is confident that I am secure. So it has no more any second desire. In the material world, because we have not surrendered to Krishna, we are always wondering, helpless. Everyone, we are feeling helpless. Even though one is millionaire, even though one is president, but he is feeling helplessness. This is the position of material, conditional life. Bhavantam eva charan nirantaram prasanta nishesha monorathantaram kadaham oikantika nitta kinkara prahasaishyami sanata jivita. This is a prayer by Jamunacharya. He is aspiring bhavantam eva charan nirantaram. I shall always live in Krishna consciousness. Bhavantam. He is addressing the Supreme Lord Krishna, Bhavantam. Bhavantam eva charan nirantaram. Nirantaram means without any stop, continually. When I shall live in Krishna consciousness, without any stop. Bhavantam eva charan nirantaram. Prasanta nishisa monorathantaram. Mon means mind. We are on the chariot and the mind is the driver and the senses are the horses. So we are being driven here and there by the chariot. This chariot is this body. And the mind is the coachman, a chariot and driver, and the senses are the horses. So in this way, we are being forced to wander in so many planets and so many species of life. This is our material condition. Brahman Jantrurani Maya. Brahman Jantrurani Maya. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantrurani Maya. So, Ishara, the Supreme Lord is there. Now He is giving chance. You living entity, you did not surrender to Me. You wanted to enjoy this material world. So you take this chariot and take this driver and go on. This is there. Krishna is very kind. This is Thama Prabhupada. Whatever you want, you do it, but you will never be happy. That is the point. You can do whatever, I will give you chance. I will give you, just like you want a Rolls-Royce car, all right it is. If you want this car, all right. So you are changing this car. Sometimes you are carried by the doggy's cars, sometimes goddess car. These are all cars, because we are different from the car. We wanted to sit down in a certain type of car. So Krishna is giving us the chance. Brahmayan sarvabhutani, jantrarudhani. Jantra means car or machine. It is very easy to understand. So this is going on. And we are identifying with the car. That's a foolish man. If he rides on a Rolls-Royce car, he's thinking, now I am very rich man, I bought a Rolls-Royce car. Similarly, if one body has got inferior car, he thinks that I am poor man. Identifying with the car. But he is not car, he is different from car. This knowledge is required. This is called Vishoka Brahma Sampatya. When we understand our spiritual identity, then we are no more lamenting or jubilation. Equality, equilibrium. Read the purport. This is very important, Maharaj.
Doubts of duality begin from the misconception of the material body, which is accepted as the self by less intelligent persons. The most foolish part of our ignorance.
That we are discussing in our walking, that the basic principle of this modern civilization is wrong. Everyone, the so-called advanced scientist, so-called advanced philosopher or politician, everyone is thinking that I am this body. So, on the basic principle, they are wrong. Therefore, this so-called advancement of civilization is wrong itself. Because at one point, mathematical calculation, if you have done mistake in one point, 2 + 2 = 5, if you have made, or 3, the mistake, then the whole calculation will be mistaken. The balance sheet will never tell it. Similarly, our present civilization, not present, it is always there, now it is very strong, bodily conception of life. So the basic principle is wrong. Therefore, whatever we are advancing, that is wrong. Parabhava, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parabhava stavad abodha jat. Basic principle is wrong, abodha, in ignorance. In ignorance. Abodha means without any perfect knowledge. So we are born without any perfect knowledge. That is natural. But we are to be taught. We are to be sent to school for learning. Therefore these books are there. What for these books are being written? Just for the learning of the human society. So they can learn it. Cats and dogs cannot read this Bhagavata or Bhagavad Gita. It is meant for human society. So they should take advantage of this knowledge. But if they remain in the darkness of ignorance, then what is the meaning of their advancement? It has no meaning. So that is going on. They do not accept knowledge from the authority. They manufacture. How you can manufacture? You are a fool, so whatever you will manufacture, so-called knowledge, that is also foolish. How can we depend on your foolish knowledge? Abodha jata. Everyone is fool. He cannot manufacture. He has to learn. He has to take knowledge from a person who knows. Then he is perfect. That is our system. We are taking knowledge from Krishna. You are taking knowledge from Bhagavatam. Therefore our knowledge is perfect. We are taking authority. As we are defective. Our position is, sometimes we do mistake, 2 + 2 = 5, but it is not fair. So 2 + 2 must be 4, but if we make 5 or 3, that means the whole background becomes wrong. That is, we are liable to do that mistake. And illusion. Illusion means 2 + 2 = 4. I have written 5, but I am seeing it is all right. That is illusion. I am seeing it is all right. 2. Therefore, one should not correct himself. Another person should take the editorial or correction work. Because the man who has written, he sees that it is right. So this is called illusion. So to commit mistake, to get into illusion, overpowered by illusion and cheating. Cheating means you have made mistake, 2 + 2 = 5. Yes, you are persisting. Yes, it is right. That is cheating. Everyone in this material world, that born foolish, is still there manufacturing knowledge. That is cheating. That is going on. The so-called scientists, so-called philosophers, that basic principle is wrong, and they're presenting some theories, and that is being accepted by people. That is cheating. That is cheating. For example, just like the insistence of the scientists, that life is production of matter. They have no experience, neither they can make any experiment in the laboratory, that from matter one can produce life. But every child knows that my father is life and my mother is life, so I am produced by their combination, I am also life. So life comes from life. The dead body of father, the dead body of mother cannot produce. Anyone can understand. Very simple thing. But these rascals, so-called scientists, they are insisting that life is produced from matter. Insisting, simply. Their only idea is that prove that there is no God. Imitation. As Dr. Seshadhari said, the imitation barking is very much appreciated. People go to see imitation bark. If you give a signboard that here is an expert, an imitator, who can imitate the sounds of all animals, you will purchase tickets $10 and go and see how this man is imitating. But you don't care for the real dog who is barking. This is the position. The scientific advancement, the imitation barking, that's all. The dog is already there. Everyone can see. The barking is there. But if a scientist can imitate how dog bark, then he is advanced. The already life is being produced. Millions and millions of lives. Now they are going to check life production. And still, if a rascal scientist says that now I have produced one life in laboratory, oh, wonderful. The real life they are going to check. And some imitation life he has produced, he gets Nobel Prize. This is going. Simply wasting public money, that's all. The so-called, and now they have failed to go to the moon planet. Now they are trying to go to the Venus planet. People are not asking that you have spent so much money, $40 million for one core going to the moon planet. So what you have done? Now suppose when Columbus discovered this America, not discovered anyway, the people are interested to come here to colonize. Similarly, if you have actually discovered moon planet, not discovered, it is already there. If you have gone there, now go and live there, colonize there, then it is successful. No, we have gone there, we have seen there is a big crack and we are studying that. That is our advantage. So in this way, foolish people are exploiting innocent public. Yes. This is our charge against this so-called advancement of learning. And they are forgetting real thing. They do not understand what is soul. They do not understand. They do not understand that the soul is transmigrating from one body to another. Soul is immortal, soul is eternal. These things are described in the Bhagavad Gita. In the beginning, this is the beginning lesson. Dehinasmin jathadehi kumarujo. This is the beginning of spiritual understanding. But they do not understand this beginning lesson is still their advance. This is right. Simply cheating. So, this cheating process is going on. Under the misconception that I am this body. The basic principle is cheating. Wrong. And on the wrong platform, they are building phantasmagoria, big ideas. Go on.
The most foolish part of our ignorance is our identifying this material body with the self. Everything in relation with the body is ignorantly accepted as our own. Doubts due to misconceptions of myself and mine, in other words, my body, my relatives, my property, my wife, my children, my wealth, my country, my community, and hundreds and thousands of similar illusory contemplations cause bewilderment for the conditioned soul.
Yes, this is our ignorance. This example is given in this shastra. That the river waves are flowing, water is flowing, and by the combination of the waves, many straws come together at one time. And after some time, again they are distributed, thrown here and there. We have got everyone experience. Similarly, in this material world, every one of us, we have gathered together, like the straws. Actually, we are under the waves of material nature. So, when we gather together, we make a community that we are Americans, we are Indians, we are this, we are that, we are family. That is exactly like that. By chance, we meet together. Again, by the waves of the nature, we are separated. No more sun, no more country, no more, everything is finished. This is going on. But so long we gather together, we take it very seriously, we forget that at any moment we will be kicked out of this gathering. That is ignorance. They do not try to understand what is our real position. Real position is that we are being carried by the waves. We have no independence. And that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Mayar vase jaccha bhese khaccha habu dubuva. You are being carried away by the waves of material nature. Sometimes you are becoming drowned, sometimes you are floating. In this way life is going on. You have no fixity. You have no fixity. The fixity is when your Krishna calls us. Jiva Krishna das evishas kalle kaldukh. When he takes to Krishna consciousness and develops this cult, then he becomes perfect one day. Then, tapta deham punarjanma naiti. He comes back, Krishna gives guarantee. After giving up this body, he comes to me. That is perfection. Otherwise, now I am in this family. Suppose, now I am American or Indian. Is there guarantee that next life I shall become American or Indian? No. Krishna does not say that. Krishna says dehantram. Tatha deha. You have to change your body. You have to change your body. Tatha deha. As we are changing constantly our body, that's fact. Similarly, when this body is no more useful, then you are transferred to another body. That's very simple to understand. Suppose we are living in a room. If it is not good, then we change another body. But that's not me, I am finished. But these foolish people, these so-called advanced scientists, so-called advanced philosophers, they do not understand the simple thing. Still, they are very much proud of their education. The simple thing they do not understand. And they are very proud of it. One.
By assimilating the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, one is sure to become released from such bewilderment.
Yes. Therefore, you have to understand, Bhagavad Gita is left for you. Krishna has left. Before going away from this planet, he gave the instruction. This is the position. You are like this. Your position is like this. You are now in trouble. You are in material existence. Why you are struggling for existence? Simply making your mind as the guide. Manas sasthani indriyani prakitisthani karsati. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that these living entities, they are my part and parcel. They are as good as I am. But manas sasthani indriyani prakitisthani karsati. They have made the mind, as given the power of attorney to the mind. And therefore, they are forced to the struggle for existence. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita. So, sane man should take lesson from Bhagavad Gita, that if I am as good as Krishna, Krishna is eternal, I am eternal. Krishna is spiritual, I am spiritual. Krishna never dies or never takes birth. I do not take birth, I never die. In this way, actually, if we understand that I am identical in quality with Krishna, then that is called Brahma Sampatti, this knowledge. Brahma Sampattya, Visukam. This is it. Then you become free from all lamentation. Then, go on.
One is sure to become released from such bewilderment because real knowledge is to know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, is everything, including oneself.
Yes. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samatmasada. Krishna says, the living entity is my part and parcel. So, just like father and son, the son is part and parcel of the father's body. So, when the son is under the protection of father, that is his natural life. But if the son foolishly wants to live separately, although the father is the most opulent, Oishajyasya samagrasya vidyasya jasya. Full wealth, full opulence, full power, full wisdom, everything. Krishna, the father, is full. And everyone can share the father's property. That is the lawful inheritance of the father, then why we should suffer here? This intelligence is not coming. They are so poor. They are so poor. The father is coming, canvassing. My dear sons, why you are struggling? You give up this nonsense engagement. Your so-called leadership of the family, so-called leadership of community, nation, these are all false. This is creation of Maya, illusion. Don't be bewildered with all these things. Just come back to me. I have come to call you. So they will not accept. This is their dogged obstinacy. So what can be done? Everyone can share the father's property. Here is also, the material world is also God's property. But they will not understand. They will make the division. These portion, United States of America. Where you got this United States of America? It is Krishna's property, why you are saying? No, this is Chinese, this is Russian, and they are fighting. Unnecessary. So it is a factual thing that if people accept this Krishna consciousness movement, all this false identification will stop. Ishavasamidam sarvam. If the United Nations, if they simply understand that why we are talking of unity, we are already unity, in unity, because this property belongs to Krishna. So why you are claiming that this is mine? We have created this unity. This is a fact. Otherwise, if the whole, they have now created United Nations, they can govern the whole world and United Nations, and let it be accepted that the whole property belongs to the human society. Then where is the trouble? But that thing they will not accept. This is foolishness. This is Maya. Actually, it is the property of God. We come here as guests for say 50 years or 60 years or 100 years, then we are kicked out. Get out. That we do not understand. Because we are allowed to live here for a certain number of years, we think it is my God. This is ignorance. The Brahma Sampatta. So actually, if you want to be happy, then you have to acquire this Brahma Sampatya, Vishoko. Then there will be no more lamentation. Everyone is know that it is our father's property, Krishna's property. So there is immense supply. Why you are fighting? There is no cause of fighting. Actually, this is the fact. There is so much space still vacant. Especially I've seen in Africa and Australia. 10 times population can be accommodated. And 10 times foodstuff can be produced. But that they will not do. They will not allow. No, this is my problem. You cannot come here. No, This is immigration department. This is Bhav department. You see, why you have come here? Why you have come here? It is God's property, sir. Why you are making barking? It is not your father's property. But this ignorance is prevailing. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a challenge to all the rascals and fools. That's all. So those who are taking this movement seriously, they should be very sober and understand, at least you must expose all these rascals. That will be very much appreciated by Krishna. Thank you very much.